U.S. has imposed new sanctions on a Cuban official and a government brigade for alleged human rights abuses during a government crackdown on protests this month. This comes after President Biden ordered his administration to put pressure on Cuba's communist government after thousands of Cubans protested. Cuba's foreign minister took to Twitter calling the sanctions baseless and slanderous. News Nation's Brian Enten joining us live tonight in Miami. So, Brian, what do these sanctions entail?
Well, Marnie, they freeze any U.S. assets, but mainly they will send a message to the communist regime in Cuba. Take a look here on the streets of Little Havana. The protesters, they are out here tonight. Their big message tonight and their big concern is really for the protesters back in Cuba. Hundreds of them have been arrested. Some of them are even missing tonight. Videos like this popping up on social media. A mother pleading to get her son back. In this one, a wife begs for her husband's freedom. He's the well-known leader of Cuba's largest opposition group. According to Human Rights Watch, more than 500 protesters have been detained since demonstrations started on the island.
They stick you in jail and they torture you for years and years and years, and it's all a psychological torture.
Megan Ramon lives in Miami but has family in Cuba. She says one of her loved ones in Havana was pulled over by 12 Cuban police officers and watched as they beat her friend.
What happened when your family member got to the police station? What did they do?
They told her straight up that if she didn't testify against the uprisings, that her friend would be killed.
The list of missing protesters goes on, and some of the detained are being sentenced in secret trials. This woman says her daughter, Amanda Celaya, was detained during a protest. This family is looking for Daylen Betancourt, who was locked up for standing up to the regime. And the mother of Anyelo Troya says her son was sentenced to a year in prison and not even allowed to have a lawyer. He's one of the artists behind the Patria y Vida song that helped spark the protests.
The whereabouts of many of them are unknown. Many have been beaten. Some have been tortured.
Today, the Biden administration imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister and the Special Forces Brigade for the suppression of protesters. The sanctions freeze any assets in the U.S. and prohibit U.S. travel.
We have, of course, condemned mass detentions, sham trials, and disappearances that are attempts to threaten the Cuban people into silence.
And Florida leaders have been pressuring the Biden administration to come up with a plan to bring Wi-Fi to the island of Cuba because it was almost totally cut out by the government. So far, that plan has not materialized. Marnie.
Brian Enten, thank you.